coming in here.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, I will give my archival stuff for my story about Joan or about these ashes to go into the Osborne collection as well. That it's an interesting story.
It's a great story.
I don't know that there are that many other libraries that have ashes under
quite the history.
Quite the history. And the nice thing is, in Joan's book, which she was writing, she didn't know she was dying at the time, but she wrote her memoirs called The Crack in the Teacup.
Okay.
And so her memoirs, and the story is included in that. So you should get... You should get a copy of The Crack in the Teacup by Joan Bodger. But she had a very tough life. I mean, I knew Joan as just this tough old broad. And I don't think she'd have any difficulty with me saying that. But I didn't realize that her life had been difficult. Mm-hmm. Her first husband, she also wrote a book that's really quite remarkable called How the Heather Looks, which is the stories of a young family or a family going to Britain to look at the sites of British children's literature. So they go to Beatrix Potter's farm and Arthur Ransom, and it's all of that.
Yeah.
But while she was writing that, her daughter, who she talks about in the stories, Lucy, she died of a brain tumor. And then her husband became schizophrenic and her son became schizophrenic.
Oh my God.
And so her whole family kind of collapsed. So the story of meeting this man, Alan, it was kind of a whole new beginning and a whole new life. So when he died, it was sad too. So Joan is a remarkable figure.
Right.
And it's nice that all of her stuff.
Yeah, it's here.
Including the walking stick. So that's me, and what I would only say is, going to the opening of this library, I had a smirk that was, it was just fun. Yeah, now I just have to deal with Joan's ashes.